Never receiving any sort of blessing from your father is a wound. Never spending time with him or getting precious little time, that is wounding as well. My friend Alex's father died when he was 4 years old. The sun in his universe set, never to rise again. How was a little boy to understand that? Every afternoon, Alex would stand by the front window, waiting for his father to come home. This went on for almost a year. A passage about the wound from John Eldridge's book, Wild at Heart. Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Alan Welchel, and you're listening to the Wrestling with God podcast. Just want to tell you thank you for hitting that download button. Thank you for pressing play. Thank you for giving the podcast just a few minutes of your day, and I hope you enjoy it. Hope you're blessed by it. And if you've listened before, thank you for coming back. It's been an interesting ride here on, I believe this is number 13 on the episode count for the podcast, and man, it has been a blessing, and I hope it's been a blessing to you as well as it has been for me. And just gonna say this one's been opposed a little bit. This is actually my fourth take trying to record this particular episode, and I think that's for good reason. You know, it's something I put some thought into and what I'm about to share, but since it's so personal, it kind of turned into something that I've had a hard time getting out, and that's kind of ironic based on what I'm about to say. But I've felt some opposition just from the circumstances of the day, the process I've been trying to do. And you know, that's one thing in and of itself. I wouldn't even call that opposition if it's just trying to go through the recording process and things not working right. But then beyond that, it's like my emotions started to kick in. And then I started hearing this, I'll just say a voice saying, you don't need to say that. You don't need to share this. Just keep it to yourself. And I almost listened to that voice. I was so close to just saying, yeah, that's right. Maybe I just need to sit on that one. Maybe I need to think about that for a little while longer, because it is so personal. And it's nothing that I haven't shared before, but what it is my wound. It's talking more about my wound, and we tend to stay quiet about our wound. And that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to stay quiet. So I'm not listening to that voice right now. I'm moving forward, and I'm trying this one more time because I believe there's a message that somebody may need to hear through this one. And basically what I'm going to be talking about is a documentary series episode. The documentary is called The Dark Side of the Ring, and the episode is number 3, and it's, I believe the title was The Killing of Bruiser Brody. Episode 1 was about the Macho Man Randy Savage and Miss Elizabeth and their love story, and episode 2 was about the Montreal Screwjob, mess it up. Every time I tried to say that today in each recording attempt, the Montreal Screwjob. About Bret Hart leaving WWF to go to WCW, and Vince McMahon pulling a fast one on him on his way out the door, getting the heavyweight title off of him in a way that Bret Hart didn't agree to. Great, great shows, man. Awesome content, awesome production. I love the presentation of this series, and as I'm recording this, episode 3, about Bruiser Brody's, the most recent one that's been released. Episode 4, I think, is supposed to be released this week. But what made me think about saying anything was about a small moment in episode 3 about Bruiser Brody's death, about his murder. And most of that episode was pretty dark, man. Just like the name of the show implied, the dark side of the ring. I mean, this is about a guy having his life taken over money, over things that happened in a wrestling ring, things that happened behind the scenes. A man lost his life to the wrestling business, and he left a woman and a child behind. And I wasn't expecting to really get anything much more than some entertainment the other night when I sat down to watch this show, to watch this episode about Bruiser Brody, who honestly, I'm not really familiar with his work. I mean, I remember hearing about him growing up, reading about him in the wrestling magazines at the grocery store while my mom's shopping on the other aisle, and, you know, interested in finding out more about him because, he certainly kind of stood off the page, jumped off the page with his wild look and all. But after watching this documentary the other night, I'm really interested in to see more of his matches. And because, man, the guy had a wild look. And just watching him in some of those clips at the beginning of the show, just coming into an arena full of people and swinging this chain. And, I mean, here's a 6'6", 350-pound guy walking in through the stands and through the seats and through the people and swinging this chain, and people can't get out of his way fast enough. I mean, they're literally, you can tell, they're scared of this man. He's a wild man. But in real life, his name was Frank Goodish. And Frank Goodish had a wife named Barbara and a son named Jeff. And they set up the story so well, talking about his home life and his business life and how the two, or how Frank managed the two. And eventually it came to an end in a locker room down in Puerto Rico when another wrestler ended up stabbing him and almost killing him right there on the spot. But another wrestler intervened named Tony Atlas and pulled him away from the situation and tried with all his might to get him help and get him to the hospital. And Tony ended up kind of getting caught in a bind in his own right because he was trying to help Bruiser Brody get out of a bad situation that involved some bad people. And Tony Atlas, from all accounts on this show, he was trying to do the right thing and lead the authorities to the person who did the crime. And he ended up having some heat on him because of that. But such a great episode. I'd encourage anybody to watch this one or watch the other episodes out of the series. I mean, wrestling fan or not, this is pretty interesting stuff. Pretty interesting stuff. But what made me so, I guess, emotionally invested in this particular story was about Bruiser Brody's son, Jeff. Again, I don't know the story, don't know much about the wrestler, much less the family. This was kind of my introduction to them, and seeing stuff on the internet, looks like the widow, Barbara, she's done certain interviews and even co-wrote a book about her husband. But the son, a comment he made really made my ears perk up because I could identify with the sentiment he expressed in this documentary and what he was talking about when him and his mom were looking through an old storage bin, looking at some of the old memorabilia and stuff that had his dad's name on there. And he was talking about, you know, dealing with his father's loss. And what he said was he's been processing it and kind of subconsciously blocked out some things. And a lot of people have told him stories about his dad, but it's kind of hard to hear him because he don't have many stories himself to tell. And once I heard that, I was like, oh man, there's a deeper story to all this, more than just about Bruiser. It's about the family. And I can identify with those words. And I've said them before. To different people, I've talked about this same kind of thing. And a year ago, I was asked to be on the New Formations podcast with Charlie Venzel. And I was really blessed by that experience. And that's led me to having this podcast. And I was able to share with him, and I'll share it now, that, you know, I've had so many people come up to me over the years. I mean, I'm 38 years old, and how many times, and I'm grateful for every one of having people come up to me and tell me a story about my dad, or, oh, your dad was so funny, or, oh, your dad was such a good man, deacon of the church, and so many good traits that I've heard about my dad, and I'm thankful for every one of them. But I guess as I've gotten older and kind of gotten to think about things for myself and trying to be a man, it's been kind of hard to hear those stories, because as a boy, it didn't quite hit me. But as a man, I gotten to realize just how much I missed out on. And hearing those stories about how good of a man, and how much I remind people of my dad and my sense of humor and different things, and all the way down to our looks. I've heard that before. I mean, father and son are going to look alike. So I've been blessed by everyone, but at the same time, it has been a little hard to hear it, because not because of somebody telling me and they got the experience. It's not out of jealousy or anything like that. It's just about the wound. Because the wound plays into each one of our lives. And here's a young man. I call him young because he looks about like me, about my age, maybe a little younger. A son of a wrestler who was killed before his time, talking about it on a national stage. And I got a lot of admiration for him to be willing to say that. And later on, he goes back and they talk to him again, or show a part of his talk, and he says, you know, it's taken years for him to really realize the ramifications of losing his dad at a young age. And, oh man, I identify with that too. So the wound, whether we realize it or not, we've all got one. And I guess I've made it part of my life's work to talk to somebody that feels like they may have lost something and they can't get it back. But I'm here to tell you that you can get that fire back in a place in your life that you never thought possible. And that you may be thinking, well, what's that got to do with the wound? Well, I'm telling you, the wound, as it's talked about in Wild at Heart, the book for men that's been so impactful in my life, that wound carries with it a message. And as a man, we've got certain questions. And as a woman, my wife has certain questions. And, you know, it's been not just me, not just my wife, but it's men and women, all of us, all sons of Adam and Eve, or sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, where we all get wounded. We're all walking around with something, whether we're willing to talk about it or not, whether we're willing to admit it or not. We got something deep down in us that, quite frankly, holds us back. Bible, Paul calls it the thorn in his side, I think is what it. Well, he described it. I'm kind of off the cuff here, so I'm just going for it. I decided to go for it after almost not giving it one more try, so I'm just talking. The psychologists talk, I don't know what psychologists talk about it. I just try to come at it from a Christian standpoint, to be honest with you. But we can rationalize it. We can downplay it. We can act like it really doesn't matter. But the wound carries a message. And I guess for me, it's that that voice that I was starting to listen to earlier. You're in it by yourself, man. Just keep it to yourself. Don't share it with nobody. Don't go there. Just move on. It'll be all right. You can talk about it another time. That's the kind of crap I was hearing. And God brings light. He brings healing. He brings, through His Son Jesus, He brings newness and wholeness, resurrection power. And I've experienced that too. So there, you kind of travel the path side by side. Sometimes you got to learn to walk forward even though you're wounded. And I guess that's been my adult journey. And not to get bogged down there, I'm going to try to land this plane. But after seeing this guy, Jeff Goodish, be willing to go there in front of a camera, I just got to salute him. Just got to say, God bless you, sir. And I'd love to have him hear this episode. I'd love to say, you're not in alone, sir. You're not in this life alone. There's people like me out there. Hopefully you've encountered some of them before that identify with you, that identify with where you are and where you've been, and look at you more than Bruiser Brody's son. You're Frank Goodish's son. And I'm sure that you've had a hard road. And I know I have. I've had good people around me, and it's still been hard. It's still been hard, even though I've had so much love around me, because I've been wanting to say this for a long time. The listener, thank you for listening, but you just don't know the pain that I felt. You just don't know. Or maybe you do. Or maybe you do. Maybe there's something that you've pushed down. Maybe it's something you've been sitting on. Maybe it's something that you said, I've moved on from that. It don't matter anymore. I don't have to think about that anymore. But maybe you do. But maybe God wants to do something in your life. Maybe God wants to do something in your heart. Maybe God wants to restore something in you to say He sees you and He sees your heart and He knows you're good and He knows that you love Him and He knows that even if you don't love Him, that He loves you. So that is what I want to tell you right now. God loves you no matter what you've been sitting there dealing with, maybe your whole life. Maybe you just want to hear God say He loves you. Maybe you just need the love of a father in your life. Well, that's your Father God. And I'm here to tell you that He does. He does love you. And don't you ever believe any different. So God bless you. I'm going to cut this promo off right here. If you got something to think about, man, turn the podcast off. Turn the phone off. Go get with your Father God. Ask for healing in that place right there in Jesus' name. I pray for you to get the healing that you've been looking for your whole life. And I pray for peace and blessings for you and your family in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Have a great one. We'll see you next time.